Hi, and welcome to your Friday edition of the award-winning Gutter. This one comes via Zoom link. I am on vacation. I cannot lie. So you're going to be hearing from me in my retreat for the next few weeks.
But you're on Continental Europe scouting is what you're doing, Rob, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Watching training camps.
Yeah, I'm not working, John. You know me. I'm the consumer pro. Mike Bancoli tittering in the background at the wit and wisdom of John Gibbons, who you just heard. We're waiting for Robbie Ryan. He is somewhere near a building.
And we're not going to get Robbie Ryan. We might get Robbie O'Neill.
Well, Robbie O'Neill, as long as he's got Robbie in his name, he's good enough for me. Robbie O'Neill.
Robbie Ryan's listening going, fucking hell, was I meant to be on the MPL that I'm not saying.
Are we signing Robbie Ryan? I don't know. Is he one of the names? So many names, so little time. Come on, let's do a show. Let's be professional here. I've got a beach cabana to be at for now or something. Anyway, what are we going to talk about? I'm amusing myself here by looking at my agenda. I've got a heading. What have we learned from the first friendly? I knew we'd learn some shit from that friendly, Mike. I just knew it, and we did. The first thing we learned, I think, was when the lineups were announced and we saw them literally setting themselves out on the pitch, and we saw Trent as a number six. Well, a left-sided six, but what he wasn't was a hybrid six. They left that bum of a job to poor old Connor Bradley. And it's something I want to be, what's the word? I want to be self-congratulatory about, first off, because we had these debates during the Trent hybrid six experiment phase. And I was saying to people, you know what? If Trent's great in midfield, can't he just play in midfield and some other mug have to leg it back into the fullback position when we lose the ball, rather than exhausting our best player or our nearest damn it? And lo and behold, Jurgen seems to have had the same idea. I mean, it might not last this, but what did you make of that? Notwithstanding my prescient genius, well, what did you make of that switch?
I think if anything, it highlights how flexible our footballers are. So I think even someone like Dominic Szoboszlai, he plays on the left and the right of centre mid and there's number eight roles for the game. And I feel Trent plays number six partly because no one else can play number six. So Badicic is not fit. Thiago's not fit. Henderson, obviously we know what's going on with him, and Fabinho's out of the door pretty much. So he's literally the only one. And I think it's a nice time to try it in pre-season, right? To try and see what he can do there. I'm of the mindset that I prefer Trent being inverted. So I think we didn't learn much about Trent playing that role because we know Trent's a brilliant pass. We know Trent can spray the ball and control games. My fear with Trent playing as the number six and him being the number six is that when we are defending, when we're defending transitions, Trent doesn't smell danger like a Fabinho. He doesn't smell danger like Henderson when he played there. And I feel like he'd have to develop that side of his game playing number six. Whereas when he's inverted, he can go back and defend the zones he usually defends in. He can defend down the right-hand side. And we know that Trent has problems, but in general, most sensible Liverpool fans know Trent can defend well enough to play and to kind of defend those zones. So, look, Trent can cover a six and can do some bits there, but I'd be very reluctant to see him as the six. And I think this game was just kind of him playing there because no one else could.